Good morning, 740 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, like he always does on a Thursday, we have Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Had a couple of incidents over the last week or so that I know have been in the news related to your agency. One was a smash and grab in a car that I think, if I remember, started at Cordova Mall. Is that the one?
Yeah, it was at a Wells Fargo up there. The victim cashed a check inside and was the suspect saw the victim do this either inside or walk outside with cash. We're not really sure which yet, but anyway, he targeted that victim. He followed that victim to a second stop. Once she and her daughter got out of the car and went inside the business, they weren't in there very long at all. The suspect went and smashed out a window and took the cash. So this is something that's very rare. It has happened before. It is rare, and it's just another reminder for folks when you're inside a bank getting a large amount of cash or at an ATM to please be aware of your surroundings and pay attention to your rearview mirror to make sure you're not being followed after you leave that financial institution.
What world are we living in America in 2025 that you have to watch your rearview mirror to make sure nobody's following you from the bank when you go to the donut shop or whatever? Like, I just, because it seems like it's an impossible level of awareness you'd have to really be that cautious all the time to prevent, you know, like it just shouldn't happen. And obviously I know that doesn't change anything.
Yeah. I mean, most people don't think they're going to, when they wake up in the morning, they're going to be a crime victim that day. And they just, it just slips their mind. But anytime you're dealing with a large amount of cash, you just need to up your awareness and be aware of your surroundings. And because people are evil. And if they see that you are getting cash or you're being handed cash after cashing a check, these bad guys, they just can't help themselves, and they'll follow you, and sometimes they'll follow you to your home. So if you think you're ever being followed for any reason, the last thing you want to do is go home. What you want to do is get on the phone and call 911 and keep moving until we're able to get an officer to you to stop that vehicle.
I cannot tell you how many times going to my house, I've noticed a car follow me one turn, fine. Follow me two turns, fine. Follow me three turns, oh, hell no. You know, and it's still every single time it has always been innocuous, but it's just one of those you pay attention and you notice. And then if you think there's a concern, you keep driving or you get out of your holster, you know, you do whatever needs to be done. But, you know, you prepare for the situation and certainly don't just get out assuming that everything is going to be fine. Right. That's the advice.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
We had an incident at Strikers that left at least one person injured, a shooting on Monday. Is that right?
Yeah, well, this was Friday night.
Oh, Friday night. Okay,
there were a lot of shots. Yes, several shots fired. Vehicles were hit. But when officers arrived, there was no victim or suspect on the scene. But later, a person did appear at a local hospital with a gunshot wound that was non-life-threatening. So investigators are working on that one, too.
Now, this is not in the ShotSpotter area, right? Like, that's just a certain part of town. People always ask me, well, what about ShotSpotter? It's great for the part of town it covers, you know, so.
Yeah, it's not in that area. We received several 911 calls on that call.
Okay. And then also, I think we tragically we had somebody killed, struck on Langley between Spanish Trail and Summit, a pedestrian. Is that right?
Yeah, it was. That was early Saturday morning. Individual was struck. This was not a hit and run. The person that struck the victim stopped and tried to render aid, but unfortunately, the pedestrian passed away.
Do we know anything else about circumstances, or you know, was the pedestrian in the right of way? Did the car, I'm assuming the car did not go off the road, or was it, do we know anything about why other than it was just, you know, dark and the bad thing happened?
No, the pedestrian was in the roadway. It wasn't a case of a vehicle going up on a sidewalk or anything like that, but the pedestrian was in the roadway.
Okay. All right. Which is, I mean, unfortunate, but, you know, these things do happen. We always like to end with a did you know or a cop myth or something like that. Do you have one for me this week?
Yeah, what's the most common violation, moving violation, that people commit? Just guess and see if you can get that one right.
Oh, that you actually write or that they do? Because I think the one that everybody does, they don't ever get written up for, which is not properly stopping at a stop sign. Because I don't think anybody other than a learning driver does that properly. But you mean like citation, when people actually get written up for?
Well, both. I mean, it's just a moving of violation that's committed the most.
And I want to say speeding. I would say not using their turn signals properly. Because that's across the board.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, that happens, you know, when stores are low on turn signal fluid, people can't use them.
It's always out.
Sort of thing happens,
and it's expensive. And who has to replace it all the time, you know?
Yeah, this economy, you know. But but speeding is number one. That's the number one violation, followed by illegal cell phone use, which most of the time is texting. And then the other most common are failure to yield the right of way, improper lane changes, following too closely, improper turns, and failure to obey a traffic control device, which is your red lights and stop signs, and reckless driving. Those are the ones that people commit the most often.
Now, these regulations, they seem like they're specifically targeting Pensacola drivers. I mean, don't you think it's a little bit biased against our local population, all of these things you say good drivers should do?
Well, that's one I got to stay away from. but I can tell you that I've been to other cities and seen the same thing.
No, we do not have – everybody thinks their own drivers are the worst. And then when you live all around the country, there are differences. There are differences in driver capabilities. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for – oh, no, I knew there was something else I wanted to ask you about, which is I talked about this with the mayor yesterday a little bit. With the red light cameras, the goal is not to – I mean, it's a goal, to reduce red light violations. But the real goal is to stop accidents, right? Like, is to cut down on the number of especially bad, you know, head-on or T-bone or offset accidents. Those are the really bad ones. I just don't really have knowledge. How often, like, say, in a year, do we have those kind of bad accidents at those intersections, like Bayou and 9th or Airport and 9th or, you know, Fairfield and 9th or, you know, Gregory heading up to the I-110 at 9th Avenue. Like, I just don't really have a sense of, you know, is it once a month we have a bad accident there, once a day? You know, you tell me. You know these things better than I do.
No, it's going to be more like once a day at one of those intersections where those cameras were put in.
Okay.
That's exactly why those intersections were chosen.
Okay, so there's enough of a sample where a couple of hundred times a year, those intersections produce very bad accidents. And so if the red light cameras are working, then we should see a reduction from that average across those intersections. Is that what we should be looking for?
Yeah, we hope so. I mean, that's why certain intersections end up with a turn or a signal system anyway, a red light there anyway when it didn't used to, because there's been a lot of crashes there. So these intersections were chosen because of the amount of crashes, and we're hoping that due to awareness and unfortunately fines, that we're going to see a reduction in those crashes. That is the ultimate goal.
Very good. And, you know, as many police chiefs have been saying it, I appreciate all of them saying, this is one of the best ways we can reduce danger to life, limb, and property is just by getting people to, you know, drive more safely. Again, I do think that a lot of the laws you cite were specifically targeted to, you know, be able to use enforcement against Pensacolians, but I'll leave that for another day. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thank you for the time, keeping us informed, keeping us safe. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.